For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Here we go, Nuggets, Lakers.
Ah, this is great.
Game one coming up tomorrow. Lakers are in town, getting ready to see if they can end their eight-game losing streak. Michael Thompson, former great Laker player.
Dude, I grew up, you and I both grew up watching the NBA during those times when, you know, it was such great team ball and Lakers and the Celtics and the Sixers were great. And man, I tell you what, that's it brings back great memories of when I really started watching the NBA.
Well, Michael Thompson, he watches the Lakers all the time.
Yeah.
As he does the color commentary on their radio broadcast, and he joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Eminem. Good to talk to you guys. Looking forward to getting to Denver, beautiful city, and at least it won't be snowing sideways when we get there.
Well, you never know. I mean, it is Denver.
Well, there's supposed to be some snow tomorrow.
Could be snowing. Hey, Michael, you know, interestingly enough, you know, we were talking about your Lakers teams and kind of the team basketball, and there's a, for us here in Denver and for Mike and I, it's reminiscent of what you guys did in the 80s and, you know, early 90s and the things that were going on in basketball in that generation. Do you see a lot of that in the Nuggets? Does that intrigue you with the way the Nuggets play basketball?
Yeah, I can't put the Nuggets in the Showtime clash yet. They won one championship. Magic went to 9 finals and over 10 years, won 5 of them. So I've got to give Jokic and Murray a chance to get there. They're still 8 or 9 years away from being at the level of the legacy that the Showtime Lakers put out there. But the Nuggets are good. They are legit. They are the defending champions, and they are the favorites to win it again, given blessed with good health. So the Lakers are going to have their hands full. Jokic is a special player. Murray is a big-time clutch player, one of the best we've seen in the game in the last 10 years. And so this is going to be a very tough series for the Lakers to win.
Michael Thompson, our guest. Michael, why is this Laker team different? How are they different than the one the Nuggets have dominated over the last few years?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the Nuggets have won 8 in a row, and this is over the last 2 years. So are the Lakers any different? I mean, obviously, I think guys like Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell, Rui Hachimura have gotten better over the last 2 years. So that's what we have to count on, because the Nuggets are the Nuggets. They're as good as advertised. They're consistent. They're great in the clutch. So it's going to be up to the Lakers to play up to their level. Are the Lakers capable of doing that? Yeah, I think they are. Over 6 or 7 games, I think they are. Even though the Nuggets swept them last year, all the games were very competitive. So you just have to take a couple of breaks here. And I tell you, the key to beating their Nuggets are, you know, Murray and Jokic, 2 All-NBA players, are going to do their thing. As great as Anthony Davis is on defense, Jokic still finds a way to get 30 points against him. That's how great a player he is. The key to beating the Nuggets is the other 3 starters, Porter, Gordon, and KCP. You have to slow those guys down, because Murray and Jokic are going to do their thing, especially in the fourth quarter. But if those other 3 guys complement them and they get like 60 to 70 points combined, then Denver's almost impossible to beat.
Hey, Michael, what about this early matchup? You know, last year was at the end of the playoffs in the championship series, right? Conference finals. And, you know, wear and tear and older team and LeBron being, you know, as old as he is and although still incredible, but, you know, the wear and tear of a playoff series, how much more important was it to get the Nuggets early? If you think the championship is going through Denver anyhow, how important was it to get them early?
It doesn't matter whether it's this round or 2 rounds from now in the Western Finals. Denver's so well coached, so disciplined. They play such a high level of basketball IQ that it doesn't matter when you get them. Nothing's going to change with them. As long as they're healthy, they are the team to go through. So whether it's this round or later in the playoffs, it wouldn't make a difference, because Denver's going to be consistent throughout.
Michael Thompson, our guest. Nikola Jokic, his game has always been described as being, you know, very old school. Do you see somebody in Nikola Jokic? How would he have fit in the 80s against the great centers, the Kareems and the Patrick Ewings, the David Robinsons, the Hakeem Olajuwons, that star-studded group? How would Nikola Jokic's game translate?
He would translate in any era, man. He makes the game look so easy. It looks like it's not even fair. Does the guy even try? He makes it look so easy. I bet the way he scores on all levels, from the post, from the mid-range, from three. He just simplifies the game. He's a combination of Kareem, Tim Duncan, and Robert Parrish, the way he plays the game, and Rasheed Wallace. He just makes the game look so easy. So this game would translate from the 50s right up until now against all the great centers. Yeah, they would score on him too. Don't get me wrong. Kareem and Aris Gilmore and Wilt Chamberlain and all the great centers of the past would also get the numbers against him, but he would also get his numbers against those guys too, because he simplifies the game and looks so fundamentally easy the way he plays. And I don't understand why everybody, all big men, just don't try to copy his game.
Michael, last question for you. The Lakers pull off the upset if they do what?
Like I said earlier, they got to control Gordon Porter and KCP. Christian Braun is a good player too, of course, and Reggie Jackson coming off the bench. But Jokic is going to get his. Murray is that great in the clutch. That's how good a player he is. He's the best player in the league who's never been an all-star. So the main three guys, you got to slow down Gordon. You got to slow down Michael Porter and KCP. Those three guys are having a great series. Oh, we're in trouble.
All right, Michael, man, we appreciate you, and we look forward to having you here in our city and later today or tomorrow? So all the best to you, buddy.
We'll be in later today, and I cannot wait for Game 7 in Denver.
We're all looking at Game 7.
All right. We love it.
That's so cute. All right. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
You bet.
All right, take care. Michael Thompson, who was part of those great Lakers Showtime teams back in the 80s. Good player. Good.
He was really good.
Really good player.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.